you missed it this week, here's the best bit from Bryce and Trace.
On the phone with us right now, she's just been put straight back into government in Canberra. Pauline Hanson, she's caught up. How are you, Pauline?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Bryce.
I bet you are. Now, have you slept much since Saturday?
Oh, look, I tell you what, Sunday I absolutely crashed. I was so tired and I said, no media, media-free day.
That's not the Pauline we know. We thought you'd be cracking open a cold one, Pauline.
No, it was so good to have my daughter. She flew up from Tassie and my son from Melbourne. So I had them working polling booths all day, plus myself all day on a polling booth. And it's been such a long campaign. As you know, I've travelled all over the state, did a lot of hours. I was hardly ever home for the last, what, 2.5, 3 months. So it's great. But what a result. I'm so happy. And I just want to say a big thank you to everyone out there who actually voted for Pauline Hanson's One Nation for myself.
The electorate of Hinkler and Damien Huxham, he did well up here.
Exceptionally well. Actually, I don't believe it's over yet. I don't believe it's over till the count comes in, because he's actually got, the last figures that I saw was 19.5%. Labor is sitting on about 23-24%. If the preferences flow and pre-polling comes in, he could pick up more votes there.
Yeah.
So we're going to closely monitor that seat, watch the votes.
Does that mean you're coming up here for a trip, Pauline?
Of course I'm going to be up there again. Oh. You'll see me all the time throughout the state.
Make sure you let us know this time, Pauline. We'll have to go to the pub.
Have a celebratory schooner.
I don't mind a cold beer, I can tell you.
Hey, we'll shout you because you've taken it out.
No, that's lovely, guys. I'd love to catch up with you. So, you know, overall, the vote that we got, we've polled the third highest of the lower house seats. Not only in Hinkler, in Wide Bay, around 20%, Maranoa, 20%, Wright, the seat of Wright, 21%, and here down in southeast Blair, 15% at this stage. So we'll just see how this all pans out once all the votes are counted.
Now, the big question for you, Pauline, is we've got this old debacle. The parliament's hung. Is it well hung? Isn't it hung up to dry? What's going on? Who do you think is going to be the PM, let's say, next week?
Actually, it is too close to call. They're going to have to rely on the independence on the floor of parliament to actually form government. Yeah. So they're saying they're more likely to give it to Malcolm Turnbull, because you've got Bob Catter and you've got probably Xenophon's who knows where he'll go. They're mainly, I'd say, conservative side. If the Labor squeeze over the line and Adam Brandt is there, I think that to give them government, he's going to want a job on the front bench. So, and I don't think Labor will be prepared to do that. They won't want Adam Brandt on the front bench.
Well, and Bill Labor Shorten kind of made a sausage, Pauline. So what are we going to do if he's in charge? That's un-Australian.
Oh, dear. Heaven help us if the... we'd be in so much debt under Labor. I can just see it, the debt bill rising under Labor. Look, we've got to tighten it up, and we have to show by leadership ourselves to tighten up our belts and make sure that the country's run better. But my job is in the Senate, and possibly we could get 2 Senate seats up in Queensland. Oh. And we'll have 1 in New South Wales and possibly 1 in WA and a slight chance of 1 in South Australia and also Tasmania. So that's still on the cards.
Well, if our Labor gets in, Pauline, I reckon barbecue sales might go down a little bit with Shorten. But thanks for calling the show this morning. I know you're flat out this morning, so I appreciate you calling us in.
Congratulations once again.
Thanks, guys.
We've got the beers on ice for
I'll
you.
I'll be up around Bundy, so it'll be wonderful. Thanks very much for having me on. You've been absolutely marvellous. It's Breakfast with Bryce and Trace.